Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World R.
It's me.
Millennial Melissa.
Hello.
And Not So Silent Bob.
Hi, everyone.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about what was your worst weather experience?
Oh my gosh, I still get like chills thinking about it. But let's introduce our guest millennial first.
Keep us in suspense.
Yes, I know. Melissa is here. She's local from the area. She's actually one of our sponsors, UP Audiology. Audiology.
You got it.
Can you say it for me? Say it
yep.
for me.
UP Audiology.
Audiology. Okay, yep. Audiology.
You got
okay.
it.
Yeah, good. So we're happy to have her in studio with us today. So you want to do a quick introduction?
Sure. Yep. All my name's Melissa. I was born and raised in the UP. I left for about a decade or so. And then...
What'd you do? Where did you go for the
I went down to Western Michigan. Okay. I got my undergrad and my doctoral degree there.
Nice.
Met a guy, got married. I worked on the other end of the UP for a while. I was in Traverse City for a while.
Okay.
Opportunity opened up and we moved back. Yeah, great place to raise our kids. Grandparents are here.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
Mom of two.
Two, yeah. I have two teenagers, a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I don't care what anybody says, it is so fun raising teenagers. I love middle and high schoolers. They are a blast.
You're an nice. Exception to the rule.
In so many ways, Bob.
And she's working to train the oldest driving, right?
Pray for me.
Yeah, pray. We're
yes.
praying for her. Yeah.
She's coming a long way.
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. She'll get there.
She'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So being born and raised in the UP, I obviously have lived through a few snowstorms. Bob and I were talking about this briefly, and he said how long he's been in the UP. And I said, well, you've been here longer than I have. But in the early 90s, I remember I was probably in middle school, and we went outside to – my dad was a forester. My mom was a teacher. So both of them up early every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we went outside. My dad has a big pickup truck. Driving around in the woods, and the truck is gone.
What?
Like, it's gone. Like, who steal? And I lived in rural, like, you couldn't see our neighbors. It had snowed so much during the night, and the wind was so strong,
oh,
it covered the entire truck with snow. It took us, my dad thinks a day, but I think it was probably more than a day to dig out.
Oh.
And then later that spring, we had a really fast warm-up, and everything flooded. Our road flooded. We couldn't get out. We couldn't get a car through. I mean, it was 6 feet deep of – we lived on a dirt road. And my mom, bless her heart, I wish I had pictures of this. We parked a truck on the other side of the road, and we threw everything in a canoe. And my mom put waders on and pulled us through all this flooding.
This is not connected for the city girl. This is.
And I told that story for years.
Wow.
And when I moved downstate, people were like, you know, we knew Upers were kind of hillbilly, but you take the cake. And I thought it was great. Like, right? Our grit and our determination,
that's
our hard
right.
work.
Yeah. And creativity. Just get the canoe out.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fun times.
Huh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, I'm going to go next because you've already built the suspense. Do you want to give a couple more little teasers before?
Well, the other teaser is along the lines of Melissa's story, one of my second choice was going to be the Father's Day flood, actually, mm-hmm. which happened in what year was
5
that?
5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been about
already?
5
wow.
years. And man, what a tragic. You can look it up online and stuff, but.
I mean, have goosebumps.
It's very goosebumpy because yeah. it was really devastating to this community. And so I still physically have a reaction to that. So when you said the flooding, I thought about the
yeah.
Father's Day flood for sure. Yeah. Yeah. But the powerful part of that was how this community rallied together. And it's that gritty part you
yep.
talked about.
Yes.
But I've never experienced anything like that in my life. But I also never experienced seeing the power of community come together in the way that it did for that Father's Day flood, for sure.
The power of weather and then the power of community.
Yeah, like, I mean, the rain came fast and hard and quick, didn't it? I mean, it was, So that's
all right. Well, I had a couple of them. There's one that you guys probably all knew, I mean, because we all live up here. I've been up here for 43 years now, and
you old man.
And
joking.
I remember a blizzard. I mean, I thought I've seen everything for snow. I mean, I was here 78-79, which is a record-breaking snowfall in the whole almost.
How many inches was it that year, Bob?
We got 400 inches. Parts of the Keweenaw got 400 inches, or no, 300 inches. I'm sorry.
No, four.
It was four. Yeah.
Yeah. We get 300 on the average.
We get 200 on the average. That's okay, our average. All right. So, but I mean, those weren't scary. They were just, it just kept coming down. But we had a blizzard I actually looked it up because I took pictures, in February of 2019.
I was here then.
And it was so bad that I always put my shovels outside, you know. I couldn't get to my shovels to get out of the house. I mean, I've never had a problem where I was wondering, how am I going to get out of my house? You know, and so finally what I was able to do is I was able to slide the patio door because it slid. It didn't open or close. And I was able to reach around and at least grab a shovel. Then I could go down to the basement and shovel myself out from the basement door to the garage door so I can get to my snowblower. Oh, my God, it took me forever to dig out.
And everybody that doesn't live in the UP is wondering why we live here.
I know.
The snow was halfway.
I sometimes question it.
The snow is halfway up my front door. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. This, my mailbox was covered. My car was covered. You couldn't see the car. Oh, it was something else. But the scary one, the one that that I just wanted to mention is we go down to Branson or the Missouri area every spring, and that's sort of Tornado Alley down there. And we had a couple experiences with tornadoes down there. We were in a shopping mall once, and the sirens went off, and then the loudspeakers came on. Go for shelter, and there were certain places. This was a strip mall. It was kind of like it wasn't a enclosed mall. Okay, so we didn't know. So we went to the bathroom, and we ended up. Men and women. Which one do we go to? We want to be together. So there happened to be one where you could the family one. So we went in there, and that's where my wife and I hung out. And then it was the all clear, and then the sirens came back, and we were outside, and there was this other couple wondering what do we invited them into our bathroom with us.
kind of you.
And so four of us hung out in the John.
It's for those that don't know what John means, it means the bathroom. John is definitely Bob dating his generation there. Said John.
And then the other.
Do you remember the name of the couple?
No, I don't.
Bummer.
And then the only other tornado experience we had is there were tornado warnings and there were actual sightings of tornadoes, and we were in. We were traveling, and we were traveling from Branson, Missouri, all the way to eastern Missouri, all across the state. And literally, there were sirens all along the way. It was so scary. And we finally got to the St. Louis area, and people were kind of – the sirens were going crazy, and we looked up, and here was a tornado.
Jeez.
Up in the air, though, coming down from a cloud. And people were running, and we didn't have any place. We were trying to find – hail was coming down then. We were trying to find a place to go, like under a shelter, like where they have for gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
They were filled. Everybody ran there first. So we just – God, we were lucky. I mean, there was – the tornado did not touch down. It was stayed in the air, but it was right – I mean, people are like, you know
– seeing it. You could see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, real easy. I mean, it was close.
Yeah.
So – that's my story.
So interesting. Okay, I'm going to set the stage because I got all the suspense. I will travel for my favorite, all-time favorite band, which is New Edition, R&B group, and they've been dancing and singing for 40 years. So they were in my childhood, I go and I travel. I've been to Texas for them. And this time I actually went to Kansas City. And it was an outdoor concert. And my friend and I, we were there. We were ready. They had all the DJ hyping up the music. And then they shut the concert down because there was, I don't know if it was a tornado or hurricane, Kansas City.
Tornado.
Probably a tornado.
Yeah.
And so my friend and I, because I don't have experience with tornadoes, so I'm like, we can drive through this. We can do this. But first of all, I was so excited to see New Edition, and it didn't happen. And they shut the facility down, outdoor theater, and now we're driving. And we think we can make it, and we're driving into a dark cloud.
Oh, my God.
And
how old are you?
When
it happened?
Oh, this was probably 10 years ago, 9 years ago.
You're lucky to be here.
I know. And I'm just like, come on, we can make it. And we got so close. Like you said, you can see it, and that cloud was coming. And then it was like, you turn around now and go away from it to just get safe.
Were things flying in the air at that point?
It was like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
It really, really was. Wow. And we were literally in the eye of this tornado coming. Because we just didn't have any experience, we played it small. And that was super, super scary.
Yeah.
And so that is my worst weather experience.
I'm surprised you didn't mention that when we had the topic about the scariest time.
Yeah.
That had to be scary.
Yeah. I was reserving it for this episode. But we're all alive and we're all well. And I think that's the happy note. We live to tell the story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the happy note.
That's the happy note.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm finding lots of these end and we lived.
Yes.
we're alive.
We're alive.
Theme of season 3. We made it.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.